With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is taking Democrat standard-bearer Kamala Harris to task for hiding from the news media and, as a result, from the American people.
In his first public appearance since the unveiling of the Harris-Walz Democratic ticket, Trump took questions from reporters for about an hour, something he said the vice president is unwilling to do.
She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
Not long after Trump's news conference, Harris answered a few questions from reporters before boarding a plane in Michigan, and she said she hopes to schedule a major interview before the end of the month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Harris addressed a union audience in Detroit the other day, claiming that she is all about uniting people.
We believe in the collective.
Harris has agreed to a single debate with Mr. Trump, who is pressing for three debates. The ABC Trump-Harris debate scheduled for September 10th. And Harris's running mate Tim Walz has yet to address the stolen valor issues raised against him, stemming from his time in the National Guard. Also at SRNnews.com, there are floods and threats of floods as Tropical Depression Debbie moves up the eastern seaboard. The storm is now soaking the mid-Atlantic region, bringing extremely heavy rain and high winds to the Washington, D.C. area. Also has its sights set on portions of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, New England, also bracing for the possibility of some heavy weather. This year's largest California wildfire continues scorching timber in hot, tinder-dry weather. The Park Fire has burned more than 660 square miles since July 24th. Starting near the Sacramento Valley city of Chico, it's burning northward up the western flank of the Sierra Nevada. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 18 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 47. This is SRN News. Six Christians arrested at the Olympics.
They are members of a conservative group based in neighboring Spain and were driving around in a bus bearing a sign saying, quote, "Stop attacks on Christians." It also bore a picture of the drag queen satire of Da Vinci's Last Supper painting that featured in the opening ceremonies of the Summer Games and sparked international controversy. It's unclear what laws the protesters violated, but they all spent a night in jail before being released. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Women's boxing at the Paris Olympics has highlighted the problems transgenderism causes when trying to enforce eligibility rules for women's sports. Part of the problem is the International Olympic Committee's decision to use testosterone levels, not an athlete's chromosomes, as a determining factor. At least two female boxers who were disqualified from competition a year ago have been fighting at the Paris Games, and their opponents have been complaining about that. This is SRN News. Cost of borrowing for a home has fallen to its lowest level in quite some time.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.47%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the second straight weekly decline. The latest pullback is a welcome development for home shoppers facing record-high home prices and for homeowners eager to refinance. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of easing inflation and a cooling job market have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut as soon as next month. That has many economists forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further this year. I'm Alex Vega.
China hitting the accelerator on electric vehicle manufacturing. The latest stats bear that out. China's vehicle exports rose 20% last month from 1 year earlier. And a good share of that was the export of EVs. More details at SRNnews.com.